You're listening to The Patriot Cause with Bud Cornwell, United States Marine Corps retired standing guard on the Wall of Freedom. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the Gunny, and you're on The Patriot Cause. We have many things to be thankful for. Today, I am thankful for the police in this country and the dire need to ensure that evil is controlled in this country.
Over the weekend, we reported on Columbus police exchanging gunfire with a man who ended up shot.
Today, police held a news conference to release the body camera video from both officers on the scene. 10TV's Richard Solomon watched that video and is here to walk us through what it shows tonight. Richard.
Well, Yolanda, Andrew, Columbus Police Chief Elaine Bryant says the officers were responded to that address twice that same night, but didn't find anything else prior to that third call. The bullets from the shotgun hitting this side of the van inches from where one officer would sit.
As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever.
Today is Thanksgiving, and at least in my mind, I'm very thankful for my family, for my job, for my life, that, by the way, God has given me. What we're going to talk about today is the police, which we must be thankful for. However, many people in this country want to eliminate the police. And the reason that the police have to work so hard is because of secularism. It's because Americans are turning away from God, and they are becoming a population of the world. They are of the world. You see, we live in this world, but we're not of it. And that's why we can see the truth. They can't see it because the world is their life instead of focusing on the holy God that created them. So what is secularism? Very simple. The secularizing shift evident in America society so far in the 21st century show no signs of slowing. Worldly rather than spiritual. Number two, not relating to religion or to a religious body. Non-religious, not bound by the full monastic rule of religious order, like a clergy, you know, Catholics and so forth. And this is why we have so much evil in this world, is because a vast majority over the last 15 years of this country has left God. And if we are not attached with the loving God, then we can't love each other. If you can't do that, then you commit crimes according to the laws of this country. And this is what is happening. Before I get into the details, to explain what is happening, I'm going to read from you Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, Satan and evil, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. See, we are evil from the get-go. As soon as you're born, you're an evil person. The only way to change that is to come to God. Continuing, but God, being rich in his mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By the grace you have been saved. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that are of the world and not just in the world. All right, so this is the latest Pew Research survey of the religious compensation or composite of America. Finds the religiously unaffiliated share of the public is 6% points higher than it was 5 years ago and 10 points higher than a decade ago. 15% decrease in Christianity towards no God in the last 15 years. It is the largest decline away from God in the history of America. So in 2007, 78% of the population had some kind of religious affiliation. And that affiliation was Christianity. And only 16% of the population in 2007 were Christians. Let's go to 2021. Now we have 63% that say they're Christians and 29% of no religion whatsoever. Only 6% have other religion in America, but 29% have no religion. How does America compare to the world? In the 1800s, we had a billion people on this planet. Maybe 200 million were Christians, and another 180 million on the planet were Muslims. In 2013, we now have over 7 billion people on this planet. However, we only have 2.4 billion Christians and 1.6 billion Muslims. So what that means is the world in general, not just the United States, are no longer attached to religion, to the God, or to whatever God. And that means the world is their God. And what happens when you become a person where this world that you live in is your God, then you're going to be directed in any direction, specifically by the evil forces, which is Satan. And he can control you very, very easily to do harm to lots of people in this world. And this is a way to explain it, of what is happening. Again, it's Thanksgiving to the police that have to deal with this every single day. So this is from officer.com. Wrong way driver who struck California sheriff's recruits has been released from jail. Well, that's insanity. A wrong way driver accused of crashing into a group of 75 Los Angeles County sheriff recruits out on a run earlier this week was released after he was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Look, he was sitting in the car when the police came, and yet somehow or another, that information doesn't make sense to the district attorney in California. This guy should have never, ever been released. He was in videos showing that he did this. But that's what we're dealing with. Another issue, and again, this is body cams. You remember when they were protesting, you know, what police were doing? Now they put these body cams to show the evidence. You know, it's still not good enough for these people to see video of what is actually happening. So an Ohio police man with a shotgun exchanged gunfire. This is what the opening statement was. A gunfight between Ohio police and a man with a shotgun ended with a wounded suspect early Saturday. The shooting, which was recorded by Columbus police officers' body cam, happened when police were called to the hilltop over reports of shots fired from a TV reporter. Reaching the scene, an officer approached a man identified as Lamar Blue, and in the course of conversation talking to this person, the officer asked Blue to remove his hands from his pocket. Why? Because make sure he doesn't have a weapon. However, that's when Blue pulled out a shotgun from behind his body and opened fire at the police. The officers returned fire and Blue was struck and he fled. Even after he was wounded by the police, he still ran. And this is how the police in our country face every single day. There's many of these instances that never make it to the mainstream media or TV. And this is what I'm thankful for, is that the police are still trying to protect society from these evil people. I'm going to take a break. When we get back, we are going to talk about how the sheriffs are complaining that they have massive shortages in their police force and therefore cannot protect the citizens of this great nation. Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna need?
you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes you now give you no breaks. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Welcome back, Patriots. Thank you so much for listening to the Patriot Cause on this Thanksgiving Day. We must be thankful for many things. One of them, we must be thankful for the police of this country that every single day risk their lives to save Americans from evil people doing evil thing. This is from Tahoma County, California. The sheriff's office discontinued daytime patrols due to catastrophic staffing shortage. So they have determined that they can no longer provide the protection of our citizens in California during the daytime. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if it's day or night. Evil is evil, and people will continue to do things no matter what the time frame is. And what is more important, because this article came out, now you're going to have criminals that are going to say, oh, now it's much easier to commit crime in the daytime because the cops are not going to be there to arrest us. It's insanity is what it is, that this country has specifically looked at the police department as an evil aspect, when the truth is the other way around. People are evil, and the police help us to ensure that we are safe when we go to a mall, when we walk in a parking lot. And yet, all of a sudden, they're defunding the police. And now, it's free rein for the criminals. And the leftists, these idiots controlling these cities, cannot see that. They don't understand it because they have never witnessed in their lives true evil by people committing murder, stealing your stuff, beating you up, whatever it is. They've never seen that. Why? Because the police have done a great job in this country. But now there will be no police in this county during the daytime. And I guarantee you, within 6 months, that county is going to see massive, massive evil and people destroying their lives in that county. Now, here's another one from defunding the police. Led to a disastrous consequence in this state. And this is Austin, Texas. No, not California, not New York, but Texas. Austin is another leftist, insane city within a great Republic of Texas. But, you know, it is what it is. So listen to this from Austin, Texas.
Let's take you down to Texas, Austin, in fact. If your life is not in immediate danger or a crime is no longer active, it happened, but it's not active, don't dial 911 in Austin, Texas anymore.
You're experiencing staffing shortages. Many times people do have to wait on hold when they're calling 311, and we're just going to be working the best that we can given the circumstances that we have regarding staffing.
What is the difference between 911 and 311? You see, 911 is an emergency. My life is in danger. Call 911. 311 is a number the leftists have set up to call social workers to your house to discuss your problems, to prevent you from crime. And this is how they think. They think that, you know, the psychology world is going to resolve all of these issues. No, it takes massive control and force to stop these people from doing that. And not some psychologist. And you're going to hear this. Listen to what I'm telling you. You're going to hear stories where these, quote, psychologists have lost their lives because they are trying to do the job of a police officer. Now, this is also in Texas. Police stop gunmen firing at cars outside of a store. Now, what happened with this story is this guy went into the store with guns, of course, and threatened the employees of the stores, all that stuff, of the store. And they managed to escape through the back entrance of the store to get in their car and leave. And eventually, he came outside of the store and started shooting the cars of the employees when they left, and the police when they showed up. There's all kind of footage. Again, you know, video proof of this crime. And I guarantee you that he is going to be supported by extreme leftist lawyers. And they're going to twist all of this and say his rights were not defended during this incident. This is how they do it. Last but not least, Ohio cop killer is now granted a new sentencing hearing. Okay, so if you're a cop killer, then what that tells me is you have absolutely no respect for the law and authority. And if that's true, then you do whatever you want to do. However, this Adria Jones, before he shot this police officer, had a rap sheet the size of Texas. And that's why he was given the death penalty. But now, all of a sudden, 25 years later, he wants to live. But the cop is still dead. Think about that one. Think about if your husband or your wife was the police officer that he shot. How in the world are we going to deal with the fact of this person going from, quote, the death penalty to life in prison? Because what's the next step? 5-10 years from now, he's going to say, I need to go and be released because I am remorseful with what I did. And he's going to go back out in society, which for 30 years he has not lived in, but he did beforehand. And guess what he's going to do? The same things he did in society before he went to jail. Unless, quote, unless he has been regenerated, has become a person that has connected with the God that created him, and Jesus Christ that has saved him. End the conversation. No criminal will ever regenerate themselves without the God that created them. And without understanding that Jesus has completed, it's final. All of your sins are gone. That's the difference. So the good news about all this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is the world is what it is. But we, as godly people, must continue to love the people in this world, even if they do radical things. And I love this Jones person, not because he killed a cop, but because he is a creation of God. If he doesn't come to the God that created him and understand his sin and repent for it, that is his problem. I still love this person. And hopefully, he can understand what he did, have remorse, give that up to Jesus Christ that saved him, and he will be a much better person if he gets released back into society. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I appreciate that. Hopefully you're having a great Thanksgiving with your family and your friends. Share the podcast far and wide. I love you dearly. This is The Gunny out.
Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell.
Make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.